Joseph, the time has finally arrived to complete your mission given to you by contrition. Your assignment, as you probably remember, is to assassinate a woman by the name of Marigold Marion, who lives in an apartment 874 in the Greywood Sands apartment complex. The twist to this assassination, as you also may recall, is that it needs to be painful and you need to be seen doing the assassination. There has to be witnesses. You have been informed, or you figured it out yourself, that Marigold lives with some roommates who would probably make some good witnesses. And all that's really left for you to do is to convince Worthy to give you transport out of the base to Greywood Sands and then undertake that assignment. So we'll just start there with you proposing this to Worthy.
Yeah, okay. I'm probably telling him it'll be a quick trip. I just need to get in and out. It won't be any trouble. I need to do this beforehand, though, so can you help me?
I thought we were supposed to be staying put.
I need to get things ready in a different place, okay?
Okay, well, can it wait a few days? I have to replace some of the plating on the ship so that we don't get nailed by Peacekeeper radar or whatever.
As long as you can get me there, I'll wait as long as I need to.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you in a couple days. We'll do it around evening time so we can drop you during cover of night.
Wonderful. Thank you, Worthy.
Of course. And then a few days passed. Is there anything you do to, like, kind of get ready for this?
I'm just, like, anticipating this the entire time. If anything, I'm, like, breathing a sigh of relief once this is starting. So I think he was just, like, doing busy work, you know, just finding things to distract himself with. Nothing really preparing for the assassination, just, like, throwing balls against walls, you know?
So at some point during this whole in-between section, Worthy takes Loyal somewhere. Like, he stops working on the ship. He seems upset about it, but you don't really know exactly what that's about. And then the evening comes for you to depart, and you arrive in the evening, dusk, at Worthy's ship, and you are surprised to see that Geist and Loyal are loading their frames aboard his ship.
Oh. I think Joseph walks up to the two of you. What's going on?
Hello, Joseph.
It looks like we're all going for a little day trip.
Yes, it seems so. Did Worthy discuss things with you?
Not at length. Just basically said that you got a place you gotta go and we're gonna have to drop you on the way.
Oh, perfect. Wonderful. I can handle that.
It seems we're all attending to personal matters.
Yes. Is that why you're here? Kind of his eyes shift between the two of you. Personal matters.
Yeah. Guess you could say that.
Interesting. Well, I wish you good luck.
Yeah, you too. Careful out there, whatever you're taking care of. We still got shit to do.
Same to you.
All right. With those nice little exchanges, you get aboard the ship. It takes off, goes into the blizzard that always surrounds your base, and heads out east towards the river valley. Worthy takes great care to take the long way around, even though he has this new, it's not like stealth plating, but it's something like in between like armor and like stealth technology that make it a little harder to get picked up on radar. He still takes a long way around to avoid being seen by either the Clusterists or the Peacekeepers. And it is a long ride. I don't know if you guys have anything more you want to say to yourself or to each other, but if you do, then you're free to do that.
I think I'm keeping to myself, unless people are talking, but I'm just trying to focus on what's coming ahead.
Yeah, I think Geist is curious what it is that Joseph is doing, but he's not curious enough that he would want to incite retaliatory line of questioning, so he's probably just going to keep it to himself as well.
I think that Loyal would just ask Joseph one question, and that would be, Joseph.
Yes.
This place that you're going, We're going to see you again afterwards, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for easing my worries.
Yes, and you'll both come back in one piece, correct?
Of course.
Good. I don't know what you need to attend to, but if it's as personal as what I'm dealing with, good luck, Loyal.
Good luck to you as well.
Joseph kind of like looks away when you say that.
Yep, we go back to our opposite sides and just sit around twiddling our fins.
Yeah.
Or thumbs, I guess. Humanoid.
If you have those.
All right. Worthy's voice comes over the cabin intercom. He says, we're coming up. Oh, I should ask you, Joseph, are you taking your frame with you? Or are you, you don't really have a reason to, but I should
no.
check just in case.
I'm leaving it back at the base.
All right. In that case, Worthy says, as like the rear door of the craft opens up, we're coming up on Greywood Sands now. Grab a parachute and just hop when the light turns green. We'll come back and get you once we're done with Geist and Loyal. Just hang tight in the city or outside the city. I'll pick you up.
Do I need to do anything, like send a flare to get him back, or is it all arranged?
I think he probably like arranges some like something more subtle,
a time or something
for you, or even just like since there's no haze field, you could even do like encrypted radio communications. I don't think it'll be an issue.
Okay, that makes sense.
The plan is, and he probably would have told you this, is that like he's gonna drop you off, he's gonna drop Geist and Loyal off, then he's going to wait in the area of Geist and Loyal's thing, pick them up when they're done, and then come back for you, grab you, and then take all of you back to the base.
Okay.
So it's a nice loop. Worthy likes his loops. He's a self-insert, like me. But yeah, that's it. You grab a parachute.
Mm-hmm. I probably get to the little opening of the ship, give my comrades a salute, and I jump off and fall like a rock, I assume.
There he goes.
Unfortunately, that parachute was really cheap. We established earlier.
not this again.
But yeah, and then we'll get back to you on the ground, Joseph.
Sure.
And we'll just kind of finish on Loyal and Geist, like looking down as Joseph plummets towards the familiar city of Greywood Sands below.
What the hell do you think he's doing down there?
Joseph, last we had left you, you had just jumped out of Worthy's ship above the forest of Greywood Sands. You are falling down over the forest outside the city with the cover of nightfall. The parachute deploys and kind of carries you gently downwards. And ahead of you, you see like the sparse lights of the city. At the center of it, probably like the biggest building, the most lit up, you see the apartment and temple building in which your target is supposed to lie. Marion Marigold is her name. And your instructions were to kill her, get seen doing it, and make it painful.
Yeah.
You avoid getting your parachute caught in any trees and touch down gently on the forest floor. This kind of gentle, resonant hum from the trees surrounds you. Now you have to proceed through the forest, get into the city, and find your target. Right now you're on the west side of the city, so there's a small stream between you and the actual like city proper where your target is. If you remember from your operation when you were in Greywood Sands, kind of the least defended side of the city is this west side.
Which operation was that?
Rampart, where you were kind of in the motel room the whole time because everyone hated you. Remember that?
Okay, now I remember that one. That's yeah, the place. I see that
one. Yeah. So that's that city. And so you might have a little bit of water activities to do.
Okay.
So do you have any questions, like technically, before we start? We're gonna do an engagement roll to determine how this starts out.
No, I think I should be good. Let's do this.
Also, what load are you? I'm guessing light, but...
Light, yeah, I'm light.
Okay, so you're going to start with one die, and now I'm going to ask you some questions. Is the mission bold? I would... Maybe
yeah.
not.
No? You don't think?
I mean, it depends on I guess your definition of bold. Like, you are kind of just assassinating a civilian, which isn't like, you know, an applause for boldness.
Well, I would think that the boldness is doing it so people watch me. Like, I'm an assassin who kills things in the dark, I guess I have to do it.
It's straightforward, right?
Yeah. It's like, I have to kill someone and have people. That means, like, I think Joseph's thinking of his escape. Like, it's like, okay, once I kill this, that's when my life gets hard. Like, it'll probably be easy killing this person, but leaving could be trouble.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you that second dice. Does the mission exploit the target's vulnerabilities? I think so. Most average civilians don't expect robots to come and assassinate and them.
Kill them, yeah.
Especially if, like, you're not an important military target, which this lady isn't. Spoilers. are you receiving any external support? Not really. Are there any other factors affecting this mission? Which is, you technically have a higher tier than your target. So I'm going to give you another one die. So that's going to give you four fucking dice.
Okay.
We're going to take the highest one and see how it shakes out. You got a six. That's full success. You're going to start in a controlled position. So you effortlessly and silently weave through the forest. At one point, you cross paths with like a small contingent of guerrilla scouts. But you either, I mean, you can choose whether you kill them or just like go around them.
Let's go around.
You get past them. It looks like they were just looking for vulnerabilities, still trying to fuck over this town, even though their forces were really depleted during your mission here. You cross the river. I guess you kind of just walk across the bottom of it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't think you float very well, so.
I maybe jump it.
It's. I think it'd be a little too big to jump.
Okay, then let's. I like the image of him just going into the water and coming out the other side.
You get across, you go past the factory, across some underlit city streets, and you kind of get into the center of the city. From here, it'll get a little harder to proceed. Luckily, you got past the main obstacle of just getting in from like the outskirts where it's most guarded. So you have to, from here, like the apartment building is like maybe two blocks away from you. You have to find a way to get through the streets or whatever method you want to do to get there and then get up to the eighth floor of the building and enter into unit 874. How do you want to do that?
I was thinking maybe I wanted to climb it on the exterior. Does it look like that's possible?
Yeah, you might have to check off some climbing equipment, which I think is an option.
Yeah, climbing gear's right here. It's two.
That'll let you do it much easier. Or otherwise, you'd have to think of another way of doing it.
Yeah, because I was thinking if I go in the front door, then I'm going to have to deal with a lot of, like, you know, hiding from people, a lot of rolls there. Yeah. That might, you know, anything could happen in there. I feel like I should enter from the outside, from the balcony, and then do all my deeds. And plus, then if I have the climbing gear, I'm familiar, that might make my escape easier. So yeah. I'm going with exterior.
Yeah, and it'll leave you with one gear for a knife. If you want to use a knife, you could try to find the weapon in the apartment or just use your hands. But just keep that in mind. You only have... I just noticed this. You actually have... your class gets light climbing gear.
Oh!
So you can actually just use that. It's only one square instead of two.
Oh my god, I can't believe I didn't see that.
Shout out. Infiltrator class gear.
There we go.
Austin Ramsey knew you'd be climbing.
Thanks, Austin. Did this for me.
Okay. I think you're going to have to roll here. Are you going to try to get in through like a window? Is that your goal?
Do you think it's possible for me to climb all the way up to that floor and enter through the balcony? Or am I going to have to stop it short and get in through a lower floor?
We'll see how you roll. If you roll a six... I would say that you just get all the way up there.
Okay.
So that's going to be a controlled prowl, controlled standard. Okay. Do you want to push yourself for an extra die?
How am I looking with stress? I'm looking pretty okay with stress. Although our next mission is our last, right?
Yes, your next mission. Well, it probably is your last. I can't guarantee anything, but...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so what I've told everyone so far is that I'm going to give everyone a little stress reduction in between their vignettes and the next mission, just because you're supposed to get back. So, you know, it's okay. Up to you, but it would be too stressed if you want to push yourself.
I'll push myself. This is something I don't want to fuck up.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so you're going to roll your prowl, and you need a plus one bonus dice.
Plus one controlled standard?
Mm-hmm. Partial. Okay.
I probably should have said what my plan original before going into this is, because I didn't want to, you mentioned the streets, and I was like, well, I could probably get away from the streets by climbing on a nearby building, and then jumping over from that onto the apartment building, and then climbing up from the exterior. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
If you want to decide for that.
I think here's where I'll leave you off, is that you know, you do that. You get a good transfer from like a nearby building. So you go up like two floors already. You hook this rope, like I'm assuming you have like some sort of like grappling hook, which you don't need to check off. And you climb up a few, I'd say up to the fifth floor, maybe the sixth floor. Let's call it the sixth floor. When just like some cheap part of this outer exterior of the building like chips off from the weight of you, and you manage to cling to the side of the building so you don't fall to the ground, but your rope and your grapple detach and start falling down to the ground below. Your consequence is that you have a reduced effect here, so you're not all the way up there yet.
I guess we'll move on from this position. Could I roll another prowl to see if I can get up to the top?
Yeah, what method are you doing? You don't have your rope anymore.
Am I close then to another balcony?
Yeah, let's say that there's an apartment balcony. Like, you're holding onto the bottom of it right now. So above you is like a sliding door or something where you could press in.
Okay, can I pop my head in and see through the sliding glass door? Is there anyone inside?
Yeah, give me a survey. You're still in a controlled position.
Okay, survey, controlled standard.
Failure. Okay. Basically, with controlled failures, you don't really get anything here. You don't get any consequences, but like you look in, the blinds are like closed from the inside. You cannot see really anything. So you could try to push on from with a risky position if you want, or you can try a different method entirely, like just trying to go through and see what happens.
Well, that sounds dangerous. So I could either continue climbing on the exterior in a risky position, or I can try to make it through this balcony area, right?
Yeah, I think narratively, either way, you're going to be in a risky position, because you are either going to be climbing without gear, or you're going to be going through someone's apartment, which you don't know if they're in it. True. Lights are on, but you know that's also a risk.
I think I'm going to go through the nearby balcony, because if there is a chance of me getting caught, I can take out the person way more easy if they're right next to me. So I'm going to go through the balcony.
Do you want to give me a prowl?
Yeah. Risky standard?
Risky standard. Partial success. Okay. So here is where I will leave you, is that you open up the door, you part the blinds. There's no one inside. No one you can immediately see inside. There's like a TV on, with some like news programming on it. It's kind of like sparsely furnished, like it's very, very Spartan. Not a lot of amenities here. You are almost across the hall and like to the front door when you hear keys in the door and it starts to open up and there is a person coming inside.
Okay.
And that is the complication I'll introduce here.
I think I'm going to do my best to hide. Joseph's a thin little dude. Not little. He's pretty tall. But, like, do you think I would be able to hide in between the door and the wall? Like, as it's opening? The space there?
Yeah. I think you could try to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where Joseph's going to nestle himself right now.
Sure.
In fear.
Why don't you give me another prowl roll? I think I'll just still put you in a risky position.
Risky. Okay. Partial.
All right, partial success. So let's say the person opens the door, steps inside, closes the door behind them.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next move? Like, what's your goal?
My goal was to somehow do like a little Metal Gear Solid trick and make a noise near the balcony. So they'll run over there and check that out. And while I will slip through the door. That was my plan originally. And that's why I was trying to figure out, like, should I set something up near the balcony so they'll run over there immediately? But if they're putting the keys in right away, I don't have any time to do that. So I better hide right in this moment. But then maybe when they close the door, I can pick up a nearby object and toss it near the balcony. And then that way they'll be like, huh, what's that? Whose footprints are these? And then go over there.
Okay, yeah, sure. Name an object you'd throw out the door that you might find near the door, like a pair of shoes.
I'm thinking maybe a key tray, because that thing will shatter and it'll make a sound that sounds like a glass breaking. It's sure. Gonna make you want to investigate sure. more.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so here's what I'll give you. You throw it. It hits the sliding door that you just came through. It's like at mm-hmm. the perfect angle. And it like both of them break. Very loud shattering noise. This guy runs over to investigate. And you're able to slip into the hallway. You know, you look both ways. No one is in there right now. You do see, like, that there are some cameras in here, but they don't seem to be, like, you don't theorize that they're, like, actively monitored. It's, like, this typical stuff. Like, if something happens, people look into it.
Okay.
And as part of that complication, this guy is going to... Maybe you hear him through the door, like, as you're looking around. He speaks into like a device of some sort, and you hear him say, like, I think someone broke into my apartment from the balcony. So I'm going to now show you a clock. Okay, so it is a 4-step clock called Alarm. It has 2 out of 4 right now. Once it fiddles up, things will get a little harder for you to get out.
Okay.
So that's where you are. You're in a hallway now. Mm-hmm. You are a robot in this hallway. People do live here, so if someone runs into you, that might be a problem. You are mm-hmm. 2 floors down from where you need to be now.
Okay.
There'd probably be an elevator. So there, like down the hall a little bit, there is an elevator and some stairwell as well.
Do I see any visible vents around me in the hallway?
Ooh,
vents. Nice crawling areas. Maybe I could see. Is there like maybe like a maintenance room that I spot? Because I can check out a vent in there if I need to.
You can get pretty small, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've climbed through vents before in previous missions.
Yeah,
we do know that.
I love vent crawling.
It's always fun. Even though you never know what you'll find in there.
Yeah, even though I look at the vents in my house, and I'm like, could someone crawl through that? But this building's got big vent shafts, because it's a big building.
Yeah, Die Hard, you know, building that big, you got to have big vents.
Yeah. I mean, we can't go against Die Hard.
we
yes,
can't.
Yes, there is a vent entrance that you could feasibly sneak into.
Yeah, because I figure nothing to do about the alarm now. We've already started the clock. I can't do anything about that. I can't silence this guy.
You could technically resist it. You do have shadow.
Oh, you may spend your spark to resist the consequence from detection or security missions or to push yourself.
Yeah, so if you want, you could just pop that right now. And that alarm would not get ticked at all. It'd still be there, but like you wouldn't have those 2 ticks in it.
Okay, maybe let's do that then. I do want to use my shadow, because... feel like once the alarm springs, I'm done for.
All right.
So I want to keep that 0.
So how do you resist this?
The guy calling?
Yeah, or like him being alarmed enough that he would call.
My my original thought, okay, I don't know why I thought this. I thought immediately, like, what if I pose it as like an animal ran into it and broke it, and that's why he's wrong. But then I was like, where is Joseph going to find like a dead bird immediately in this hallway? I don't think he could do that. So my next idea was like, maybe I could tamper with his phone so it fucks up and he can't make his call or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, as a robot, maybe there's some interference I could do.
Yeah, he's not, like, using military hardware. So, messing with, like, a civilian phone, I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just say, like, with Shadow, you have a little, like, portable jammer that you just, like, kind of stick to the wall. And he, like, he keeps trying to make calls. He's like, no reception. Come on.
Maybe it was just my eyes.
this exact scenario happened to me when I was trying to call the police once, and I just had no reception. It was extremely stressful.
terrifying.
Yeah.
Is this a simulation? This is your memory. I'm climbing through your memory right now. Who
You're
am I killing right now?
You're killing me.
Adam. Oh, God, no.
Killing me. Make it happen. No. Make it quick. Okay. So you are in the hallway. No alarm is raised. You hear some guy cursing inside. You are in the vent. You have vented.
Ooh,
just
nice.
Like the imposter, bro. Just like the fucking imposter,
get some
man.
Views on this one.
Okay, we're getting trendy.
Let's see. I mean, I'd like to just go up to the 8th floor, if possible, if I can in these vents.
I can't really think of, like, a great consequence if you do fail. Because you're in the vent. That's smart. You can't run into people
yeah,
in the vent.
That was my protected place, because I'm like, there's no cameras in there, so no one could, like, really watch me. It's probably connected to the eighth floor, because vents are going all around, so I can maybe get to the top floor from there. And that's my little safe space.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was going to go in there. I think, honestly, I'll just give it to you. I think you just get up there. You climb up. I think you do some, like, weird thing where you have to, like, kind of do the splits and shimmy up these vertical shafts. Maybe some people hear some weird clanking noises and just blame it on the old ventilation systems.
The rats.
Yeah, the rats. Gotta be the rats, yeah. Man.
Rats again.
And you get up to the eighth floor. I think it deposits you like a maintenance room, like you said, like one of the pumps.
Okay. That's what I figure. Maybe now that I've jumped out into this maintenance room would not have a little window on it, so I can't look out there. There's no way I can tell what's beyond the room into the hallway.
I could pitch something to you, which might make your role better.
What's that?
Which would that be that I think there are, like, since this is the future, I think the maintenance room would probably have some sort of computer. And you do know that there are security cameras on every level. So if you wanted to look, you could interface. And I would even put you in a control position.
I think that's a good idea. I forgot we're in the future now, huh? Might as well take advantage of it. So this is a controlled standard?
Controlled standard. Critical success. Ooh. Holy shit.
God.
Wow.
Can I pocket that for later?
Nope.
Oh, damn it.
First things first is that you open up the camera and there's no one in this hallway. I think while you were hacking into this, you get a few things. I think you get, like, complete control of the building security measures. Like, you can shut down the elevator if you want. You can remotely open people's doors. Like, maybe they have electronic locks in addition to, like, manual locks in case of, like, an emergency. You can turn off cameras. You can erase camera footage if you want. Or, you know, because you kind of want to be seen in some cases, you could even, like, I don't know, tamper with it. You can do whatever you want. Like, anything you can feasibly imagine doing. You could even start a fire alarm if you wanted. You know, like, you can do anything
you want. I'm devising a plan with something like that in mind right now. I was about to ask that. It's like, I probably can trigger fire alarms from here and make the whole building go a little crazy.
That would put your target out in the hall.
It would. Immediately, do you think?
Well, so with the system you have in place, in theory, you could lock her door and then trigger the fire alarm so everyone leaves except her and her roommates, who are your witnesses.
Oh, man.
To go even one step further, I think with that security footage, just scrubbing through, you do notice that, you know that Marion is inside, like, you see that she walked in, like, later in the evening, as well as her, I need to remember how many roommates she has. Okay, she has one roommate. You know that there is one roommate, a dude, who lives there as well, and they are both inside. You don't know where inside, but you know that they are there.
Do I have to... Can I trigger this stuff if I'm not near the computer?
Yes.
This is a super late time to ask this, but I'm wondering if... Can Joseph, like, mimic voices? Is he able to do that? Or is that too much?
That would be a role.
Okay. The fire alarm idea is really fun, but I could see so many ways where it could go wrong.
Yeah,
and that's
I mean,
what I'm afraid
anything
of.
Can go wrong, it comes up to the role, right?
Yeah. Okay, so first I'm going to delete any footage with me in it.
Okay.
And I'm going to sporadically delete other footage, so it doesn't feel like I'm taking out specific cameras. It's like cameras from all floors are getting taken away. So people will think it's an error there. I'm just going to lock that dude who I climbed into his door. I'm going to lock that door for now. He probably doesn't even know, but I don't want him doing anything right now. If there's a millisecond he informs someone, I don't want to have that. So he's staying in there. If I scrub through this footage, do I see guards or security officers in this apartment?
They have, like, some in the lobby, I think. Okay. It's not like a military installation. They're like rent-a-cops. They don't even have, like... They probably don't even have... Actually, no, they're guerrilla fighters. They have guns, but it's not like a full fighting force in here. Those are mostly on, like, the perimeter of the town.
Okay.
It would also take them a while to get to the eighth floor in a pinch.
I'm trying to think once I... Okay, with the cameras, can I look through the footage and see if people have been entering the apartments next to hers?
Yeah.
Like, can I confirm who's in rooms?
There definitely are some of them that are occupied. This is, like, after hours, so, like, most people who live here are kind of tucked in for the night. Or at least, like, watching TV or something.
Okay. Because once I pull the fire alarm, everyone's going to be rushing out. Maybe I could just wait then and then go to her door while it's locked. Get in there. She'd still have a witness because there's a dude in there. Mm-hmm. So that would work. It would be cool if the entire building saw me kill her. That would be cinematic. But I could see how that would be problems. Let's go with the safest plan. Ideally, then I ring the fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I let everyone out except her. I just go to the door and we see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
That's my current plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get there. How about we do that?
Let's get there. You ring the alarm. Everyone starts to head out. People are wearing the nightwear or like look really tired and just like talking to each other, like, oh, what's going on? You're not supposed to use elevators and fire, so they use the stairs. Safety tip.
Ooh. And anyone who is using the elevator, I stop it just to teach them a lesson.
Be safe.
Be safe.
And yeah, her door doesn't open because it's locked on the inside. Maybe on the camera, you see like the handle like jiggling poorly. And then you get to the door. You hear her banging on it. And like you hear like two voices behind the door. Like, why isn't the door opening? Like, what the hell? Should I call someone? Yeah. You know, like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I do a cool entrance, I might end up just like killing her by accident. So I don't want to go too loud.
It'd have to be a really cool entrance to kill her by opening the door.
I mean, like, I'm imagining like feet first, just go right through. He's like fucking just going, just smashing through like a bullet. I can't think of any clever or smart thing to do here besides get in that room. And this is like the easiest option to do it. I mean, I suppose I can. Well, I mean, if I'm already in here, then this is at that point where I want to be seen. So I don't need to sneak around anymore.
Yeah, you could theoretically open the door. She can go into the hall with her roommate. There's no one up here anymore. And plus, you'll have a camera there for, you know, extra witness measures.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But what about all the fun tools I could use at my disposal in the apartment?
Yeah.
For murder.
And you can always look around, that. Just like, see what their life is like.
I know, these fucking humans. Gross animals. Okay, I think then, I assume they're not like looking through the eye hole and they see a robot there, right?
No, I think you stay out of the way of that at the.
Or maybe I darken that. It was fucking robo door or something. Yeah. If I could lock the doors, yeah. I think I'm just gonna let them. I'm gonna unlock the door and let them open it, and we'll see what I can do in that next second.
Do you want to be seen at this point, or do you want to hide?
Like, I'm imagining. If all things go well, someone opens the door. What the fuck is that? I just fucking not take out, but I wound my witness. And then I grab the lady, push her into the apartment, and then do my deed. The wounded guy is still watching me. And then I can do what I need to do and get out of there.
Sure. Let's just call. So the door just begins to open. Let's call it a prowl just to see how this goes.
Sure.
Probably will not be a prowl once this action is done, but. You know,
sure. What's that? Is this controlled?
I think you're still controlled. You have the complete drop on them, and they're not soldiers.
All right, controlled standard. Partial.
Okay. So the door opens. The roommate opens it. Just kind of average build guy, completely unremarkable. I'm not even gonna describe his traits. I'm not gonna describe that he has heterochromia and a really cool scar.
Oh God.
How are you disabling him? You just throat punching him?
Probably a throat punch, or maybe like I just grab his head and bang it, but not too hard. Maybe a throat punch. Let's do a throat punch.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not kill this guy?
Throat punch him. You throw him back into the apartment. Marigold is there, like a young woman, and you grab hold of her somehow by the neck or something, or you like push her back into the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in there. Like the guy's like gasping on the ground, kind of like crawling a little bit. She looks very afraid. She doesn't have like a weapon or anything. I think your complication here, I'm gonna move you into a risky position, is that you see that her phone is open and she's on the line. I think like maybe you see on the phone, it says like building security or something.
Okay.
And like they have heard a scuffle. So you know, that is, mm-hmm. that's how you're risky, is that now people have a reason that maybe they should come up here. Like you said, it'll take a while, but now you're mm-hmm. in that risky position.
Okay. Does that mean the alarm has started, or is that, or we're not taking that clock into account?
No, it's not going to tick off yet. So you have just, your only consequence is that the risky position. So like okay. consequences going forward will be more severe.
Sure, sure, sure. Colin, when I look around the apartment, does Joseph get any ideas? Does anything pop into his brain when he sees a bunch of things around at his disposal?
I imagine an apartment, right? yeah. You know, their kitchen knives are here. You know, mm-hmm. plateware. There's a TV on the opposite side. Since you're in the main room, there's like two hallways on either side, one leading presumably to her room and one leading to this guy's room. You know, she's kind of squaring up a little bit. Like, you still have the drop on her, but it seems like she's going to try to fight you here mm-hmm. with her bare hands, and you're a robot, so it probably won't go as well. But yeah, that's it. Like, there's no exposed electrical wiring or red barrels, unfortunately.
If this is too cheesy, you can stop me here. But is there possibly a chessboard in there?
Yeah, sure, why Maybe? Not? Why not?
Like, I just see at the corner of Joseph's eyes, he's a chessboard open with the pieces.
Yeah. Why? I mean, hey, I love visual symbolism. Yeah, there is a chessboard yeah. there.
I figure maybe Joseph is looking around, trying to look for things. You know, he's like, maybe I could use this, that, knives, maybe something like that. And then maybe he spots the fucking chessboard. And he gets, maybe there's like a little fucking thing that like breaks within him. And I think maybe he moves and drags her with him. As he goes to grab one of the pieces, and his hands dangle all of them. Like, some of them are probably, like, on the ground or on the floor, but one of them is still standing. It's the king. And I want him to grab that and then kind of hold it up, like, to her face. Oh, and then I want her to jam it into her eye.
Jesus. Okay. I think that's a struggle at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to push yourself?
Yeah, let's push myself. I don't want to fuck this up.
All right. Two more stress. All right,
this is struggle 2D6 plus one risky
standard. Yep,
plus 1D risky standard. Let's go.
Okay, so you get it fully. You're not having any consequences, but I would like to. I just want to show you a funny thing that happens.
Would I be able to switch this to before I put it in her eye? I pull her out into the hallway, so at least I get the camera
yeah,
to watch
absolutely.
Me. Okay. That's what I wanted to do, is just, like, make sure this get this on film. So not just this human sees me, but also I get a little video of me doing this gruesome act.
Yeah, sure. You see, like, the roommate is, like, kind of keeled over. Maybe you give him a kick to keep him down. You can still see through the door as you head out into the hallway. And, like, while you're pulling her out into the hallway and, like, getting ready to do it, like, she's struggling in a really weird way. Like, she's angling for something. Mm-hmm. And, like, as you, like, wheel up to drive this thing through her eye and into her brain, which presumably is very hard to do and requires a lot of force, she grabs your wrist and like twists it like in a really strange way with like a lot of confidence, and you realize that she has perfectly replicated the fighting move that Geist and you taught the people of Greywood to deactivate robots, which, as you know, was a lie.
So she's trying to use that knowledge on me, right? You know what? Just to give her a little bit of confidence, I'm going to pretend like my hand fucked up a little bit. Just so she has this before anything happens.
That's so fucking maybe, rude.
Maybe even for the cameras. It's like, at least the people continue believing that this is the way you take out robots. So I'm going to fuck up my hand a little bit when she does this. And all be right. like, you did it. It worked.
There's a little bit of hope in her eyes. And mm-hmm. I guess you're jamming the king piece through her eye into her brain?
Yeah, let's do maybe three thrusts. Like, first is going to the eye so I can get the scream out for the camera. And the last one, I'm putting it all the way through into the brain. So it's painful, but she will be dead in about next 3 seconds. So
all right, that's it. Yeah, you do it. She screams in pain. The roommate like starts screaming too as he witnesses this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's horrific, and you push it all the way through. You're like, I don't got to go into too much detail, but you really got to get in there to do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, she, as soon as it does, she spasms a little bit and then just goes slack. And there's just a big hole in her eye now. And you've done it. You've done your the deed.
Awesome. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I'm going to give the guy one last look. Is he doing anything? Is he just screaming?
He's trying to crawl away from you.
Okay.
Facing towards you, kind of on his ass, like crawling backwards, like horrified, like thinking you're going to kill him next.
I'll give him a look, and then I think I'm just going to start making my way out of here.
Yeah. How do you want to do
that? Soldiers are coming up. Guards aren't using the elevator.
No.
Because they're using the stairs, because they're smart. So I can't fuck it. Can I, like, close the doors to stairwells to fuck up their time even more?
Yeah, sure. I won't even make you roll for that. You can just, like, put a piece of garbage in the way, wedge it.
Sure. Okay. I'm wondering, before I leave, could I, like, not broadcast this footage, but can I take this, like, video clip and transmit it somewhere? Or do you think, like, that'll just work itself out?
What are you trying to do specifically?
I'm thinking, like, maybe I can just, like, throw this into, like, a group chat or something, maybe? Like, upload it onto someone's phone so that when they look at it, or, like, a bunch of people's, they'll be like, what the fuck is this video? And they see this horrible thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can, absolutely. You have control of those systems. Whether you do it or not, people will get this footage, you know, since it exists.
Okay.
And, like, someone died, they'll look at the security footage either way. If you want to, like, broadcast it to even make it more seen, just, like, go the extra mile, you can totally do that, too. You can email it to some, like, news organizations. Be like, isn't this fucked up? Question mark?
Yeah, isn't it fucked up
that this robot did this? Question mark?
Oh, my God. A nice idea, but I'm only going to do that as I'm leaving.
Yeah,
because I don't want to do that now. Otherwise, I need to get out.
Yeah, you could go, you'd try the stairs, you could try the elevator shaft, you could even go out of that room.
And,
like, just try to crawl down the outside. Yeah, since you do have two gear left, you could check off the rest of the climbing gear if you wanted.
Yeah, you know what, actually, could I, before we leave here, do you think there's time for me to quickly, like, give a once around her apartment and just, like, look around?
Yeah, so, like, with your, like, full success, the alert didn't even get triggered. So, like, the only reason people are going to come up is that guy on the ground calls them, which right now he isn't thinking about doing. You're set, basically, until people realize the fire alarm is a fake and start coming back.
Sure. Yeah, I think I go in there and I stomp on the phone that's making the call. And then while Joseph's in there, I think he gives a look around. And is there anything I can tell about who this person is from the apartment? Like, I don't even know who I just killed.
Yeah, you figure out, like, I think on down one hallway, there's, like, a door that has, like, the name Marion on it, and that, you know, that's her name. And you walk into it, go down the hallway. It's pretty small, like, kind of like almost like a dorm room. There are some, like, fairy lights hanging across the ceiling. The walls are decorated with a lot of posters. A lot of them are, like, clusterist anti-war posters. Some of them are kind of depicting popular musicians. And on her desk, off to the side of the room, you see a picture of Marion with her arms around a man wearing a military outfit. And there's this, like, half-written letter sitting next to it on the desk.
I want to read that.
Okay. What, Joseph can read?
Oh, I gotta analyze this. Hold on.
Are you sure? Did you take that skill?
Shit.
The letter reads, "Hey, Grin. I know you can only get a letter about once a month. I just wanted to let you know what's been going on down here in case you haven't heard. The guerrilla forces tried to take over the city. I was really hoping they would succeed. I gave them so much information, but it just wasn't enough. None of us had expected that new peacekeeper squad to get here so soon. I'm so tired of living under the thumb of those bastards. All they do is kill and take, and they don't even ask themselves why they're doing it. I just wanted you to know I miss you. The new roommate is fine, I guess, but it's not the same when I'm not living with my family. I know you can't tell me anything about where the Resistance have deployed, but I hope every day that whatever you're assigned to will be enough to put an end to this war. Wishing you well, as always, your sister, Marion."
Okay. I think Joseph looks this over, probably gives the letter two taps with his finger. He spins around, and I think he's going to head for that balcony and start getting the fuck out of there.
Sure.
With the climbing gear that I'm going to declare the second one, right?
Yeah, the two thingies. All right. Yeah, you open to the balcony door. This time you get a nice solid anchor on it so that it won't fall off while you're rappelling down. Sure. You know, you drop the rope down. The roommate is kind of just like staring at you, like aghast, like shocked that you're not killing him. Mm-hmm. And I think he like sputters out like, "Why? What?"
I think Joseph winks and he jumps down.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm not gonna make you roll for that. That there's no with the position you're in now, like I think you're gonna be good to get out.
Okay.
Pretty much unseen, because no one is. By the time they get all back up there and see the body and then like set the people out to like figure out where you went, I think you're gonna be like, oh, basically already gone by then. Good rolls, very good rolls. I think you get out of the city, get back across the water, back to the like that clearing that Worthy told you to meet you at. It's a little bit farther than where you got dropped, and you just get to kind of wait there.
Maybe this is when I start sending the file, just like one by one to different news organizations, you know?
Yeah, like what's...
As I hear like maybe like sirens going on in like the town off in the center, and like I hear like people like shouting and stuff like that. It's like just peacefully sitting on a stump and beep, 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 just like sending.
You
places.
Might even like see like you still have the security feed open. You like see like the guards coming up, seeing the body, like people shouting. Like what's the topic header on those emails?
Once this happens, is this contrition saying like the robots are in power? Then I should just send it without any fucking thing so they think it's a robot. But if I want them to keep, you know, I don't know contrition's plan. So I'm going to send it as like a bystander. Something like, what the fuck did I just find? Like, it's not just a fire alarm. This just happened.
Yeah. Look, can you believe this?
The robots are coming for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, as you wait here, I think you get like a feeling just like in the back of your head, which you recognize as like kind of the gentle touch of contrition. Just like mission accomplished. Like you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan is finally like set in motion. And like, we have a lot of work ahead of us. I'll be in touch, right?
Sure, yeah.
Or I guess contrition would probably say we'll be in touch because of the nature of that. Yeah, now all you have to do is wait for Worthy to come back with Geist and Loyal.
And once he finishes sending everything, I think Joseph probably like looks around in this clearing. I assume there's also like trees and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
I think like maybe he just like starts looking at the trees and inspecting them one by one. And he finds like a really big one. It seems to have just like this little opening within it. It doesn't go far, but there is like just a tiny little opening in the tree. And I think he just kind of like wedges himself in there and puts himself to sleep for the time being, just how he used to when he was an assassin. It's kind of like going back to how things were.
Yeah. Good. It kind of feels good.
Yeah. It feels like this is where he's, I think he thinks like this is appropriate for me. You know, this is where I got to be. I got to be in a closed and a tiny enclosed space, you know, although it's not metal surrounding him now. It's nature. Isn't that something?
I guess I should say your names. Geist and Loyal, you have just dropped Joseph off. Worthy has flown you a little bit farther into the river valley, climbing quickly into the night sky as you push farther into clusterous territory. Your plan is just to drop on top of the target, right?
Basically, yes. I assume he'll come out to fight me, but if he doesn't, I'll go in to fight him. And I'm not sure if the clusterists really have the capacity to throw any extra roadblocks, but if they do, you know, I'll deal with them when they show up.
Sure. Worthy gives you, like, an advance warning.
We should be above the drop site in about 10 minutes. Call for extraction when you're finished with your business, and I'll pick you up.
Can I have a flare gun for, can I have like a, is that just something I can have
absolutely.
Like a flare to call in Loyal? Because I know there's probably going to be a haze field.
To call in Loyal?
Yeah. Cause Loyal's going to be in the, Loyal's coming down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For some reason I imagine Loyal staying in the ship, but I think it makes more sense to have him on the ground.
Yeah. That's what my assumption was.
Yeah. I don't want him to get caught in the fighting, but I feel like at this point Retribution probably will just fight me. Yeah, we'll have a flare gun for Worthy, and then I'll keep Loyal closer by.
Okay. Then with that, Small, do you have any last words for Loyal before you guys jump?
The changeling looks at Loyal's frame and he just says, "Listen, Sunlith, if I don't, I have you here because I'm worried that he might try to pull a fast one, but I mean, I know that I can beat him. I have to beat him. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to get in the way. I don't know. This is, I feel weird asking you to be here at all, to be honest. This is, just make sure they don't pull something sneaky on me, okay?"
The weird, unnerving, smooth pinhead head of Sunlith sonar array that is his stripped down mech looks back at the changeling, and you hear over the intercoms, "Don't worry, I will help you in any way I can."
"Okay, let's go."
Drop light turns green, your frames fall down towards the target below you. You don't see very much at all. I mean, it's dark, it's moonlit right now. There is, you see probably like some small lights below. No like large facility. There's not really anything else around giving off any light. You're kind of far from any actual cities. It's very remote. You're like in the backwoods of the river valley. Before we do the engagement roll, what load are you bringing?
Pilot load?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ. I have 2 dots in struggle. I'll be fine. Probably just medium. Heavy only gives you 1 extra piece of gear, and that really doesn't usually feel worth it for like the extra penalties of like being kind of cumbersome. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it medium.
Same here. I won't need all of these. I don't think I will use all of them.
Let's do the engagement roll. You start with 1 dice. Is the mission bold?
I think it's... I don't know what's there, so I don't know if it's bold. I think, given the power level that the virtues tend to swing on, I would say that it is bold, yes.
Does the mission exploit the target's vulnerabilities?
I feel like it kind of does, because he... Like, this is basically the only place where he's really vulnerable.
Yeah,
unless
found him, finally.
Yeah, unless Sigurd's completely off base. And as far as I don't know, he doesn't know that I know.
Yeah. Okay. That's another die. That's 3 total. Are you receiving external support? Not really. Are there any other factors affecting the mission? Is anyone interfering? There is another factor affecting the mission. You're going to get another dice because of it.
Oh my god.
Oh man. You too.
Which is 4, I think, total.
That's crazy. Okay.
You gotta roll it, Geist. It's gotta be
you. I know it's gotta be me, and I'm happy too. It's just, it's so crazy to me to look at the fucking splash sheet here and see that there's only 3 virtues left.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can make it 2. All right.
That's oh my good. God.
That's,
oh
that's
my God.
3 sixes. That's a 3 and then 3 sixes.
You've been saving this all up the entire time. Credit.
Number of the fucking beast.
Oh, again. That's not even the first time I've done that recently.
That is
holy
incredible.
Shit. Okay, good. I guess. Good.
Okay. Let me share something with you. So basically, there is a clock. It is called reinforcements. There are no ticks in it, but you should just be aware of it as players. If you make too much noise, people are going to get called in. So you can't really crit on an engagement roll, but because you rolled 3 sixes, I will say you almost, like, incredibly, don't even know how, you managed to land these multi-ton frames on the ground extremely lightly. maybe Worthy has hooked them up with like some parachutes and some very modern like retro thrusters or something. But it's impressive. It's a very impressive drop. Maybe the ground is just very
spongy,
acoustically insulating or something. But and then you are on the ground. You are kind of there. There's a clearing ahead of you, because things are always in clearings, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And you are kind of at the tree line, and there is this little log cabin. And you see that through the windows, there's some lights on. behind some drawn curtains, and outside of it is a little beat-up truck. And that's all you really see.
I've got 2 dots in scan. How many dots in scan does Loyal have?
Just 1.
Just 1? Wow, I'm a better scanner. That's...
Which is surprising, given that I have sonar.
That's disturbing to me.
I use different scanning than you do.
That's true. I can only see normal scanning things. I don't got that sonar. I guess I'll scan.
Sure. Roll me that scan.
I guess I mean, I have a feeling that I know that the secret entrance is in the base, in the log cabin. I'm suspecting, or maybe Geist is suspecting, that there's like an elevator down there or something. But let's see. Let's see what I can scan. What's my position?
Controlled. Controlled standard.
Wow. That's 2 1s.
That is 2 1s.
Fuck, come on. Well.
So you can press on by seizing a risky opportunity or withdraw and try a different approach.
In terms of this cam?
Yeah. I mean, I guess what you get is there is a cabin. There's a cabin there. There's some interference in the way. Maybe that's something to do with why your frames landed so lightly. There's some weird environmental effect going on here that you don't quite understand. And you can't get anything concrete. It's like, yeah, this is a cabin.
Okay.
Look, I think there's something here. Maybe inside the cabin. Let's watch the wide angle. I'm going to approach. And I'm going to...
The changeling is going to tiptoe over to the log cabin.
Camera on Grandpa inside, and the water cup is jiggling. Are you rolling for a tiptoeing?
No, I'm not actually trying to sneak. That was mostly a joke. I'm just walking up to it, and if something, it's basically like I'm waiting for somebody to fuck with me.
Okay, I'm ticking the reinforcements arrive clock by 1.
Good, tiptoed.
Nothing happens.
Okay, I think Geist is going to get out of the changeling, and he's going to look at back to Loyal. There's no haze yet, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's going to look back at Loyal and be like,
I think I have to go inside. I'll be in touch. I should be able to manipulate the changeling no matter what goes on in there. So even if I can't radio you, I might be able to pass a message along that way. I don't know. Let me know if you see anything, and be careful.
Will thinks that Geist is crazy for getting out of his frame, but his frame nods at you.
I'm getting out of my frame.
You are out of your frame. The night air is warm.
Okay, I'm gonna go up to the door, and I'm gonna see, does the door have a window in it or anything, or is it solid wood?
Solid wood. There are windows along the side of it, though. The blinds are drawn, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go up to the front door, and I'm debating whether I should knock or if I should just turn the handle. I think I'm going to knock, but I think I'm also going to check off a pistol.
Sure.
So I'm going to knock on the door. I'm going to just give it a little rap, but I've got my pistol like down where it wouldn't be immediately noticed by somebody opening the door unless they threw it open all the way.
Sure. You hear some movement inside? And the door opens, and there is a older gentleman, middle-aged, wearing some plain clothes, nothing fancy. You kind of get a peek at the interior of the cabin. It's very, very homey. And he says, oh, hello. Can I help you, sir?
Did I found out Retribution's real name, didn't I?
You did. I think it's Whistler Zeal.
Sure. Guys, the guy doesn't seem... Does he open the door enough to see that I have a gun?
No, not yet.
Okay. I guess Geist is not really sure exactly what to make of this, but he says,
I'm looking for Whistler Zeal. I have reason to believe he's here. I think he'll want to see me.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know anyone by that name. You sure you have the right address, son?
Yeah.
Ziggurat gave me these coordinates, right?
Mm-hmm.
After our little thing? Yeah, okay.
He sometimes goes by Retribution, so I'm told.
Loyal, is Loyal patched into your comms?
Sure.
Yeah, I think Geist would leave it open so that Loyal can hear this conversation.
Okay, cool. Just good to know moving forward. Oh, you mean the big machine thing?
Yeah, only my understanding is that there's a man who drives it.
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that. Old Gossamer just keeps to himself. This is a lie.
I didn't think the lie detector would come in handy, but I assumed, Loyal, do you tell me this?
Yeah, he says he's lying. He's keeping something from you.
All right. Look, I don't want to draw this out. I really don't want to hurt you, so why don't we just lay everything out on the table? I can tell when you're lying to me. I can tell you lied to me just now.
Old Gossamer? He's never lied a day in his life. That's a lie.
I don't bother telling Geist this one.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. So is the door... So he's opened the door a little bit, right?
You can force your way in.
Yeah, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick it open, and then I'm going to make it very clear that I am holding a pistol and that I am now aiming it at him. And he's going to say, here's the thing. I really, really fucking hate being lied to. So why don't we cut all the bullshit right now? I know that you're lying to me, so you start telling the truth, and this doesn't need to get any worse.
Sounds like a command to me.
It does sound like a command, and you know what? I'm just so good at commanding now.
You are in a... Let's call it, at this moment, I'll call it risky standard.
Cool.
Risky great.
Ooh! Another failure! That's a 3-1.
Wow.
I'm paying for that initial burst of luck.
Yeah, I think he... You know, he's startled by you pushing in and pointing the gun at him. He kind of like walks backwards with his hands like behind him. And you see that he touches something underneath the dinner table. And I'm going to tick the reinforcements arrive clock by 2 now. And I think he says, well, let's not do anything hasty. Let's just talk about this. Maybe I can help you find this person you're looking for.
Look at my sheet here. See, this is the problem. This whole game, this whole campaign, I've been bragging about how cool the ace is because I can always do cool stuff. And now that I'm out of my frame, things are a lot less simple. Okay, you know what? I just went looking over my sheet. So I have this ability, Red Comet. So I can try and impress or dismay someone using my reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give me one extra die.
Okay, what does that look like?
I think Geist is going to... He sees that he pushes the button, and he says,
you shouldn't have done that. Listen to me, motherfucker. I was there, Clearwater Crater, when the dam broke. I have been killing clusterous shitbags like you since the day I woke up from my coma, and I have dreamed every single night of this day since then. So tell me where I can find him, or I'm going to kill you.
And Loyal, you can tell that's the truth.
Oh man.
Yeah, and sure.
If this one doesn't work, I am going to shoot him.
Command, additional die.
Partial. Yay!
Finally.
Okay. The old man. The middle-aged man, he's not old. But he talks like an old man.
Yeah, he
for
does.
Some reason. Maybe it's even uncharacteristic for him, as if he is putting on an act. Or maybe it's a stress response. I don't know. Old Gossamer is so... He's so unique. he puts his hands up, and he says... maybe his voice changes. He's like, okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, I don't know. I don't know anything. There's an elevator. There's an elevator in the fireplace. Some people, they told me to stay here. They don't tell me anything. Sometimes they go down. They bring stuff with them. That's all I know. I can open it up. I know how it opens up. But that's all I know. Okay. That is all I know.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to bring the elevator up here, and then you're going to walk out that front door, and you're going to leave.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
I have a friend who's going to make sure that if you try to tell anyone else about this, you'll die.
Yeah, of course. I don't want to die. I don't even have any skin in the game. Honestly. I was just doing it for the paycheck. You know, oof. The peacekeepers. Okay. He presses a little thing on the side of, it's not a real fireplace. It's like an electric one, like one of the ones that has like a display of a fire on it. Really lame. But he like presses something on the corner of it, and the fireplace kind of pulls back, and the stonework on the floor kind of recedes. And then there's a pair of elevator doors revealed. There's also a small panel on the side of it that is showing that the elevator is currently going up, due to arrive soon.
Cool.
He heads out the door.
I'm going to aim my gun at the elevator.
Sure.
I might stand behind something. Like, not like hiding, but like for cover.
Yeah, absolutely. The elevator opens up, and there are three lightly armored soldiers inside, and they're reeling like these stocky CQB rifles with like these thick short barrels.
Okay. I think I'm gonna, can I check off, I'm just looking through the list, could I check off an unusual weapon to have like a flashbang grenade or a stun grenade?
Yeah.
I basically want to throw a prime stunner into these guys and then just take them out as best I can.
Sure. Struggle it up.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm nice and fresh. I've got lots of stress. I wonder if I should maybe push myself.
I can also assist after the fact, still, if things go really bad.
That is true, and this might be the last time that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just... So you can assist after the roll is made?
Yes, after you see the results of an action roll, you push yourself to assist.
And that'll just give me one extra chance to unfuck it?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll just struggle with the two, and we'll see what happens. We'll use it if we got two.
Okay, roll that.
Headshots! Oh, that's a success!
Ooh, success! Oh. Good, all right. Good. The stun grenade goes off. Do you have a pistol, right?
Yes, just a handgun for now.
You throw it right in as the elevator's doors are opening. Blows up. Everyone in there is very deafened and blinded. And it is easy to put them down with some clean shots.
Cool.
Well, blood smears in the elevator, and they are all kind of just piled on top of each other without having even stepped out.
Cool. I'm going to reload my pistol. I'm going to step in the elevator. I think I'm going to pick up one of their rifles, assuming they're not like biometrically coded or something.
I guess you'll find out when you pull the trigger and it blows up in your hands.
Do they have any kind of advanced electronics on them, or do they look fairly simple?
They look pretty simple.
Okay, cool. I'll grab a couple of magazines from a dead one and put them into my webbing and thumb it around. Geist has used a bunch of weapons, so he might be familiar with the pattern, and if not, he at least, you know, knows how to use similar things. So yeah, do they have any radios on them actually too?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna cop a headset.
You are in on the headset network. You don't hear anything yet.
Sure.
You might hear something later. Are you going down?
Is there more than one floor?
No, there's only here and there.
Perfect. Yes, then I'm going to put it down. Do they have like any ID cards or anything? I guess there wouldn't be much point to ID lock this. Yeah, so I'll go down and I'm basically going to wait out of sight from where the doors will open. I imagine there's like a maybe a foot of space, unless it's specifically designed so that there's nowhere to hide in here.
And you're leaving Loyal up top.
You know what? Why don't I ask? Geist will be like, all right, I got this place secured. Target's down. Do you want to come down with me, or do you want to stay up here?
You were considering going alone?
Yes.
Just wait one moment, and then you hear the sound of the Nautilus opening up. No sounds after that. Yes. Sun floats over to you into the cabin.
Okay, I'll keep a half eye on our frames through the changeling. Let's go.
Geist seems uncharacteristically nervous, almost. Normally, he's, even when he's not sure how things are going to turn out, it's like kind of like a, he doesn't really care. But he seems a little tense, a little nervous, which is maybe something that Sunlith hasn't seen before. And Loyal use personal weaponry? Does his exopod...
It has hands.
Got hands. Got
I always
gun.
Imagined them as being too clumsy to... like, pick up and fire an assault rifle, but I guess they would have to be for him to be able to function in society, wouldn't they?
Yes, they're quite dexterous.
Okay, guys picks up an assault rifle off the ground and hands it to him.
Oh, he takes it.
You remember how to use one of these?
I think I'll be fine.
Alright, let's go.
We start going down.
Okay. It is cramped. Loyal's big. Yeah. So it is a little cramped in this elevator, mm-hmm. But you get in, the elevator closes up and begins to head down. The elevator is very smooth. It hums down. It's maybe one of the better elevators you've been in. There's some pre-programmed music playing alongside, and there's a little voiceover too. And it says,
"This elevator is modern. This elevator is safe. This elevator has multiple fail-safe stop measures. This elevator can hold nearly 700 kilograms during standard operation. This elevator is inspected weekly by professionals. This elevator is moving at the proper speed. This elevator loves you."
And as that voiceover finishes, it's probably on a loop. You've probably been in here for like 30 seconds. It's the elevator jerks to a stop and kind of freezes in place. And then the music stops, but that same comforting voice comes over the intercom.
"This elevator has been stopped. Emergency services are on their way. Don't worry. This is completely normal and completely safe."
Oh, fuck.
Do we have any interface between the two of us?
Let's find out. I got one.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
"This is bad. Loyal, can you see if you can get this thing moving, like, with the computer?"
Can I open up some panels on this thing?
Yeah, sure thing. Pop open some panels. There's a diagnostic port for you to plug into.
Cool. I would like to do one of my absolutely classic at this point... Geist tactical genius explaining moments where I ham-fistedly try and justify how I could have earned this free assist. And I think it actually might be as simple as when they're planning, when Geist first asks Sunlith to go on this with him, he's gonna be like,
"Look, Joseph's not gonna be there, so if there's like, this is probably some kind of high-tech, top-secret sort of facility, so if there's any sort of, like, you know, machine intrusion that has to be done, it might be a good idea to brush up, because I sure as shit can't do it."
How's that? Was that too stupid?
Nothing's too stupid anymore.
Hell yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Loyal checks out a book of Programming 101, brushes up on those old intro courses.
It'd be fun to check off like Palm computer with useful programs to say that I go install some hacking modules into my exopod.
Let's roll that thing. Do you get another die from Geist thing. You are in a risky and standard position.
Ooh.
Risky only because of the time crunch more than any other threat.
Yeah. Risky because we're about to plummet to our deaths if you fail this roll. No pressure.
Well, that would mean the elevator isn't safe, so that just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, was that a lie?
No, it's all true.
How many dice do I get?
You get two dice unless you push yourself.
We're in the elevator. It's so safe. What could go wrong?
Failure!
Wow. Failure can go wrong, of course.
Okay, that's two more ticks on the reinforcement. You have one tick left on this clock.
Fuck, man, these reinforcements are coming fast.
You've filled this up. Yeah, it It is taking a very long time to hack this elevator. It's so advanced. It's so modern. You just can't hack it. I mean, that's your consequence, is that this is just taking a very long time. I don't really have a desire to get you stuck in this elevator shaft. There are other ways out of here, but like you spend the time doing it, basically. Okay. I'm happy with that. Eventually, you get it working. It just takes much longer than you would like, especially knowing that there might be more people on the way. And maybe you hear, like, over the comms, I think the security team's dead. They haven't come back. I haven't heard from them. But I've gotten in contact with command, and they're going to send people over. So we just gotta hold tight, okay?
Oh, I should have activated the fucking haze field.
The elevator gets to the bottom. Eventually gets down there. The doors open up, and you arrive at a laboratory. It is a room filled with all manners of terminals, monitors, and various unknown scientific equipment for rubes like you. On the far side of the room is a big glass observation wall looking into a room with a singular large tube covered in frost. And beyond that frost, you see a vague outline of a body, which, Loyal, you actually quite recognize that silhouette because it once crushed your brain, if you'll recall that.
I do.
I was literally just listening to that earlier today.
And there in the room with you at all these equipment are some shocked and frightened looking scientists who are kind of huddled behind their workstations.
Cool. I'm going to look at them and I'm going to be like, get him out of there.
Excuse me?
I said, get him out of there. He gestures to the tank with the gun.
Okay. I don't think you need to convince these people for a number of reasons. They start clacking away at their terminals. Are you having them like pull him out physically, or do you just want them to like open the tube?
I want them to open the tube. Maybe I said to that effect. I want to see his face open the fucking tube.
They'd probably let you know. It's like, I know this is probably like your goal. I feel the need to tell you that if I open the tube, it will kill him.
Noted. Guys, think about that for a second. Can I talk to him? Can he hear me right now?
That's kind of like a problem, too.
Explain.
He's not really, ever since, he got back from his last operation, he hasn't, been there anymore.
What do you mean?
He's brain dead.
Geist starts cackling, laughing. It's probably kind of disturbing. He goes a little bug-eyed just for a second. I think Geist just starts yelling, you son of a bitch, you couldn't even stay alive long enough to meet me face to face, you fucking coward. He keeps laughing, but he's not happy. Or he was laughing. I feel like that kind of subsides. Is the tube in this room with us?
It's like beyond a glass wall in the other room.
Okay, is there a door in there?
Yeah, you can just walk through the door.
Okay, I'm gonna walk through the door, and then I think I'm just gonna open up on the tank with my gun.
Okay. He dodges. No, the bullets go through the thick glass. He's riddled with holes. He doesn't like wake up or move or anything. The glass breaks and his like limp body attached to all these like tubes you see now that the frost is no longer in the way. And all these little plates, metallic plates all over his body with input ports on them, and these tubes and wires and electronic readouts jutting from his missing limbs and his skull. And he kind of flops onto the ground like a fish. He's like maybe twitching a little bit, but he just lays there in a pool of his own blood and this like thick liquid that has come out of the tube.
I think, sorry, this isn't really exactly a soft retcon, but Geist is more trying to break the glass, although he did still want to hit him a few times. It's not like he shot the body like 30 or 40 times.
Oh.
I think he mostly wanted to break it apart, but like he did still want to hit him.
Yeah. Same thing, basically. Yeah, less bullet holes.
Yeah. And then he's going to walk over and I assume this is full of some kind of gross amniotic fluid or something.
Yeah. We womb-like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Geist is going to trudge forward and slosh through the ankle-deep gross, and he's going to grab... He's still attached with a bunch of tubes and everything, right? And wires and stuff.
Yeah.
He's gonna grab him and he's gonna lift it. He's gonna lift the body up so that he's looking in the limp, floppy, dead face just for a second. And he's like, come on, you son of a bitch. Come on, look at me. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Is that a command?
I guess. Am I rolling for it?
It depends how bad you want him to look at you.
Yeah, yeah, that is a command. Get your ass back in here. Is this position desperate?
No, just standard. Risky standard.
Okay. I don't think I can wow him with my reputation, unfortunately. Let's see what happens.
Do you know who I am?
A success! Another one and a six. Oh no, I actually don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, there is a, electronic almost thrum from like the cabling attached to him, and you like feel it like tingle up your arm, and the body like twitches and spasms and like spews blood and like expels some of that amniotic fluid from the body's lungs, and you just feel this this electronic almost magnetism down these cables leading to the other side of the room where there's a big doorway with the word deployment painted on it. And beneath it are a number of symbols indicating the presence of radiation, airborne toxins, as well as a third unknown symbol depicting a stick man whose lower half and upper half have become separated with a question mark between the two halves. And there's something calling to you from the other room. And Loyal, you probably feel this too.
He's in there. Oh my god, he's in there.
Geist drops the body. And I think he dropped the assault rifle. He picks it back up and he reloads it and he walks back. So is that an offshoot of this room, not the room with the scientists in it?
Yeah, it's an offshoot of this room.
Okay. Then Geist looks to one of the scientists and he's like, you, come with me.
Okay, let me just put on my PPE first.
Get the fuck over here right now. Or I'm going to give you a new hole to breathe through. You fucking understand me right now.
He begrudgingly comes after you, looking at his hazmat suit with a deep, forlorn look. And he walks over.
Is the frame in there?
Of retribution?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he inside of it? Not his body, I mean.
Yes, it appears that is what we've been dealing with now. There's been a fragmentation of the mind.
I don't like that word.
What do you mean, fragmentation? What happened to him? As simply as you can.
Yes, the interface is a connection between the body and the base model, which we project out into the world. I know you are familiar with this because you are the pilot of the Changeling, which we've seen data from. But usually after the deployment is over, the body will come back awake as the pilot is moved back into it. But after the last deployment, I think it sustained too much damage, and the mind, it no longer connected back. It didn't flow the other way. It was stuck in there, and it just left a husk behind, which has been causing some issues with the system.
So if I walk in there, is he gonna paste me with a cannon or whatever the base model has equipped?
Yes, you should probably leave. That's a lie.
Don't listen to him, Geist.
And is that place full of radiation all the time?
I would strongly... No. No, only sometimes. That's why.
Is that, yeah.
Okay, yes, there is radiation in there.
Okay, I'm gonna put a hazmat suit on. I'm gonna make the dweeb put a hazmat suit on. I'm gonna make him come with me.
He appreciates that.
I'm gonna look at Loyal and we'll be like, look, I'm just gonna go see what's going on. If either of these scientists give you a problem, you know, you should probably shoot him to show the other one you mean business. That's a lie. He's just trying to freak him out.
I'm kind of like trying to look at the screens, see what these guys are actually doing.
Yeah, there's science stuff going on for sure. Most, I guess, for you, Loyal, the most interesting thing is what is beyond this door that Geist is going in. There is a presence in here, which is, I wouldn't call it similar to martyrdom.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
But there is, it is unique in the same way. Like, this is a stupid metaphor, but if martyrdom is a fruit, right? Retribution is also a fruit, but they're different fruits.
An apple and an orange, perhaps?
It is apples and oranges. Yes.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna make the scientist walk in first.
Sure. There's a double airlock here. So you're kind of in the middle decontamination zone. There's some like warnings in here. Most interestingly is that it says that anyone who is entering the deployment chamber is forbidden from participating in psychic communions for at least 27 days.
That is interesting.
It is. So your lore tidbit right there.
I really like that, actually.
The airlock cycles, and you are let out into the next chamber, which is a large hexagonal room, about 100 meters in diameter. The ceiling stretches very, very far up. By your guess, it goes all the way to the surface. And in the center of the chamber, surrounded by scaffolding, is Retribution. In this form, it is not the same kind of shifting liquid thing you're used to. It's more solid. The entire frame is comprised of this like rough, bubbly black metal. Like kind of think like a pumice stone almost. In this form, it almost seems to be more of a statue than a machine. The joints are like fused together. There's no sign of like any mechanism that could be mobilized at all. Some parts of the metal are damaged. There's a large gouges, holes and chips, almost all of which you recognize as damage from your last battle with Retribution. But you notice that these damaged bits seem to be almost regrowing in these small, shimmering, pulsing, fleshy parts, which seem to be restoring it. And where the cockpit of the frame should be is a twisting mass of cables which connects it, or connected it, to the body of its pilot in the other room. On the scaffolding, there are like two scientists clad in some sort of advanced hazard suits, the same that you are wearing now. And they are turned towards Retribution, and they are kind of spraying it with a fluid, which seems to evaporate on contact. And they're both kind of distracted. They are unaware of your presence. Either they could not receive any radio in here, or it's because of this extremely deep hum that is reverberating from the frame.
Can I shout over it?
I don't think my voice can
be heard? No?
It's deafening.
Okay, what if I shot my gun up the chute? Would they notice that? That
might get someone's attention. Yeah.
Yeah, I want them to stop spraying it.
Sure.
But I don't want to shoot them just yet.
Yeah. You should just near them, basically.
Yeah, or just like, I just want to make a gunshot sound to see if that would like pierce the hum. I guess I could like ding around off the scaffolding so that they hear the impact as well.
Yeah, I think that does it.
Sure.
You do that, and they turn to you, and you actually they don't have radio, so they can't talk to you. But they put their hands up. They seem surprised.
He uses the rifle to gesture away from where they're standing, like get away from the frame.
Sure. They go off to the side.
Okay. Geist is gonna take a couple steps towards, sorry, I think you already told me this. How is this like the size of a frame? Is this thing like 20, 30 feet tall?
Oh yeah. It's big.
Okay. Geist is going to look up at it, and he's just going to say, kind of inside his own helmet, and even maybe not with any sort of expectation of a response,
"Do you have anything to say for yourself?"
Does he get anything back?
Yeah. I think there's a voice that says, "I wish you'd waited a little longer, Garrett. Then maybe I could have been a little more sporting about this." And the voice seems to come... It's like inside the hum, almost. Just like in... It, like, it's audible, like Loyal can hear this. But it's like it's coming from like a long hallway filled with machinery. It's just strange. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to replicate that effect. But it's weird.
You know, I've been thinking for a long time now what I was going to say to you when this moment came, but now, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it means anything.
The frame kind of vibrates momentarily, shaking the surrounding scaffolding. And for like a very brief moment, you see the outline of Retribution's projection appear, that like swimming semi-solid aura. But before it can like fully manifest itself, it like retracts suddenly, like a balloon popping almost, and it, like breaks apart into those chunks of alien metal that rain on the ground. And that voice comes out again and says, "No good. Tried too hard to kill you before sacrifice did. Now I can't even finish you off. What a pathetic fucking way to die. Get it over with."
"Yeah, sacrifice didn't do so hot. I don't know if you heard."
"Yeah, I figured. Congratulations.
I really thought I'd enjoy this. You know better than anyone. You're probably the only one who knows what it's like to have that kind of thing completely consume you. Your every waking moment, and now I'm here. I don't even know if I want it. Isn't that insane? I don't think I really had any choice when it came to killing your family, the same way that I don't think you had any choice when it came to killing mine. I think we're both just caught in the tides of things bigger than either of us and forced to tear each other apart like animals. What would you do if you killed me? What do you think would happen?"
"When I took out your friends all that time ago, and I was standing over you, I knew you were still alive in there. I knew I hadn't finished you off. But I was afraid to kill you, because that meant it would be over. There was some part of me, part of something else that stopped me. Made me tell myself that letting you live, oh, that was the real revenge. But really, it was just more fucking cowardice. I should have finished you off when I had the chance. Put it behind me. If I had known how much pain there was in staying alive and becoming this, I never would have done it. I would have chosen to bleed out in front of my fucking family or taken my own life."
"You know, it's kind of funny. You're right. That is where the pain is, and that is exactly what you inflicted on me. Does it make you feel better to know that you got what you wanted? I've got nothing left."
He spreads his arms wide, even though he's wearing a hazmat suit.
"I've had to turn myself into a freak just like you. And I thought I was doing it for reasons personal to me, but now I realize that I was just a pawn and you're just a pawn, and whatever it is that you're stuck in right now has made a puppet out of you, the way you thought you were making a puppet out of it. I don't really have anything else to say. It seems cruel to sit here and inflict this sanctimonious sermon on you. But I am going to kill you. I think that it's the only way to set you free. I'm not doing it for revenge, not anymore. She wouldn't have wanted me to kill you. I know that. And I know that when you die, it's not going to make her come back, and if I could somehow tell her that I had done it, she'd be horrified at what I've become. So that's it. I tell you I'm sorry again, but I know it doesn't mean a fucking thing.
I have nothing to say to you. You have nothing left to say to me. I have nothing to say to the dolphin. I have nothing to say about whatever thing is pulling your strings. Just do it.
Geist adds, and he pulls placed explosives out of his satchel, which I am checking off.
No, not the C4. Please!
I'm gonna gesture for the scientists to get out of here.
They skedaddle.
I'm going to prime the explosive. I'm gonna place it on the frame. And I guess I'm gonna stand back in. I'm gonna cycle the decontamination chamber back in. Is it at all feasible for me? And this is maybe too meta a question for me to know, but I wanna stay in the decontamination chamber and watch the explosives go off. Can I have like a shaped charge or something that'll blow inwards so I'm not like risking collateraling myself basically?
I think. From what you see of the machine, the place to put it would probably be where the cabling meets the cockpit.
Yeah.
Just intuitively. And if you ask, like a scientist, they'd probably tell you to.
No, I'm not going to ask. I'm doing it on intuition, baby. Got it. Yeah, I guess I'll stand back. And Geist isn't going to say anything. He's just going to thumb the button on the detonator, and I'm going to spend my 2 drive clocks.
There you go. You don't have to roll for it. Okay. Loyal, where are you?
I moved a little bit closer to the door, and I'm kind of just watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The charge goes off. That, like, humming in the room ramps up to, like, a shriek, like, instantly. And that, like, liquid reality material that Retribution is usually made from starts to almost leak from the body, expanding into the room like a stream of soapy bubbles. As they are expelled, the body, the, like, metal part, begins to disintegrate, converting into this bubbly form. They shoot out very, very violently, and they brush past both of you, Loyal and Geist, and you feel a presence pouring over your mind. It's like you get this impression of like a cold cream almost being poured over your brain. And then there's this violent, sharp revulsion that erupts from within both of you. There's like these images flashing in your mind of visions of the crown, of the red sea of blood, and this vast cornucopia of sanguine wires. And as you feel this, the bubbles almost like, as if repulsed, retract away from you, and then float upwards, up towards the ceiling, going through it. And as they do retreat, and they flow upwards out of your view, Geist, you can see this clearly, Retribution, it fades away. Like, all of it has been turned into this immaterial form. And you're just left in the airlock as this humming dies down, and it is just quiet. And there's nothing in here but, like, these... just these empty machine parts, these tubes that used to be connected, leaking some of this fluid. And you are alone.
Is there anything left of the frame or the statue thing? I guess it's not really a frame.
You want a memento?
Yeah, I'm wondering if any of the little the shards that he was trying to manifest are still there.
I think those are still there.
Okay. I'm going to grab a little one. I'm going to pick it up and look at it in my little... biohazard suit palm.
It's the same as what you've seen before from it. It almost is like a, it's like, you know, like ferrofluid, how it's like all spiky and shit.
Yeah.
It's like that, but like a solidified. Although you can't help but feel that it's a little more inert this time. It's lost its kind of like inherent impressive alien mystique almost. It's like, this is just slag now. Like when you looked at Martyrdom's or TKR's body after Martyrdom had been released from it, and it was just like, there's nothing there anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I think Geist is going to leave the airlock. He's going to go back into the main room and he's going to strip his biohazard suit off. And he's going to pick up his rifle and he's going to look at the scientists. He's not going to say anything. He's just going to look at them. He's almost in a fugue state. He's like just staring.
I think an alarm goes off and you hear the soothing voice of the elevator say,
"Facility cleansing protocol activated. All essential personnel, please leave immediately."
I think we're going to leave immediately.
Yeah. I think some... Yeah, you go up the elevator. It doesn't stop this time. Wouldn't that be fucked up? unless you stop them, the scientists are going to leave too.
I'm actually going to grab one of them.
Okay.
Going to be like, you've got some questions to answer. You're coming with me.
Oh. Well, I'm actually not the senior researcher. You would want John over there, and that's a lie.
I don't think I say anything. I think I just keep the rifle aimed at him.
he very sadly goes with you, as his other compatriots are permitted to leave. You get up there. You get out of the way of the cabin. There's a gentle rumble from underground, and then you are just kind of left to call in Worthy to reflect, do whatever you need to do.
I think, what time is it? I'm imagining it's nighttime. Is it nighttime or is it day?
It is nighttime.
Okay, cool. Geist is going to look up at the sky. Are there stars there? Is it a beautiful, clear night?
Yes.
He's going to look up, and he's actually going to not even fire the flare because there's no haze field, so he's just going to radio Worthy and be like, "We're ready for dust off."
Worthy comes, meets you, picks you up, picks your frames up, and takes off to the sky. And do you have anything you want to do in the ship? Or any... I think at some point, you do pick up Joseph. I asked Adam what Joseph would behave like, because we can't schedule a call in time. But Joseph said he'd keep to himself. So unless there's like urgent need to talk to him, you can have the last shot here of what it looks like before we fade to black.
I don't think Geist is going to talk to anybody unless Loyal wanted to come and talk to him. He's probably sitting... You know what? No, he's not in the Changeling, which is unusual because he's never out of the Changeling lately when he has the choice to be inside of it. But he's outside of the Changeling, and I think he's just... Is there anywhere on the ship that has, like, exterior windows? I doubt the hangar does, but maybe, like, I know the cockpit does. Is there anywhere else?
Yeah, there are actually windows in the hangar, because we described them before.
I love the hangar, this stupid ship. It's been such a pivotal location for so many reasons. I think, yeah, Geist is just going to go and stare out the window, and unless Sunlith tries to talk to him, he's just going to sit and stare.
Keeping an eye on the scientist that you brought. He's still here, right?
Yeah, he's cradling his head in his hands. I think, guys, as you look out the window, you see like a painted over scrape from when Retribution first attacked you in this very same hangar. We'll leave it there.